This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, what up, it's Meghan Trainor.
Yo, this is Justin Bieber.
Hey, it's Ariana Grande.
Just the Interviews, a Zach Sang Show exclusive podcast.
Hey, it's the Zach Sang Show. We got Heather, we got Dan,
Hi.
And we got In Real Life.
Okay.
Cool. So, pretty much like the newest boy band to exist right now, because you were literally created technically a few days ago.
Yeah. Like 3 days. It's crazy.
For those who are watching or listening that don't know, you guys were formed through the TV show Boy Band on ABC.
Yes, right.
Hosted by Rita Ora. You got some good judges, Timbaland being one of them. Mm-hmm. Did he produce your single, Eyes Closed?
He did not.
So. No, but there's talks about maybe working with him in the future. So we'll see what happens. Yeah.
Nice. So, okay. You guys are, I don't know, how many days old? You said 3 days?
Yeah.
Probably like four.
4 days?
Four.
And how long?
Stage.
Really getting started. How are we feeling?
It's crazy. We've done
a lot in the past 4 days. Like, you expect like we would have some downtime, but we've been working more than actually when we were on the show.
Yeah. Well, because now the real work begins.
Yeah.
It's not real life now.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the puns. We went to the VMAs. Was that yesterday?
No, that was two days ago.
Yeah, that was really.
It's like as soon insane. As the show ended, the next day, they're like, you guys are performing your first single, like, at City Walk, and we performed, because our single just released, it's Eyes Closed.
Cool.
And we just performed it, and it was a huge turnout. Like, there was, like, at least 1,000, people, cool. Like, 1,000 girls showed up, and we couldn't believe it. Like, all the support, it's completely overwhelming.
But it is the truth, right? Like, to be honest, like, the show is nothing compared to what real life is going to be. And again, sorry for the puns, but it's the truth. Dude, you thought the show was hard? I mean, oh my God. The life of anybody in a band, a boy band, a musician of any sort of, like, success, it's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, this is what we signed up for, though. And we're definitely enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, cool. Can we go around? Like, can we all introduce ourselves? Give us your name and where you're from.
Right. I'm Chance Perez. I'm 19. I'm from Seal Beach, California.
Hi, Chance.
Hello. I'm Sergio Calderon. I'm 16 years old, and I'm from Redwood City, California.
Cool. Sergio, two California people.
I'm Drew Ramos. I'm 19, and I'm from the Bronx.
Nice.
Okay. I'm Brady Tutton. I'm 15, and I'm from Shorewood, Wisconsin.
Wow. Wisconsin.
Everyone says that. Wow, Wisconsin.
I'm Michael Connor. I'm 18. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow. Yeah. You guys are young.
Yeah.
15 to 18?
19.
Wow, that's a 4-year difference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, can you even say you guys even really know each other yet?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I mean, we started, the audition process started with 50 guys, and that was back in April. And I got to know these two guys really well, and him as well. And so we all knew each other from that. I'm getting a chance. So
chance too.
Once we hit the top 30, that's when all of the people who actually made the show and did their auditions all, like, got to hang out. We've been hanging out for 10 weeks, been flip-flopping in different groups. So I've been in a group with each one of these guys, and yes, I've been in a group with Chance.
So, we got to know each other really well throughout the competition.
And on stage, because it's a competition show, and when you're depending on other guys on stage to keep you in a competition, that kind of immediately forms a bond, you know? So we kind of started out close. There's no adjusting period as a band.
Right.
You rely on each other.
Absolutely.
Is it weird? Like, I was watching the videos, like the performances, like the group performances, and I'm like, wow, like they're all just beautiful people who can dance and sing. Like, is that weird in a sense that, like, you're not looking at different versions of yourself, but you're looking at different versions of yourself?
I remember I was super intimidated during the original auditions because I walk in, I was like, yeah, there's like a lot of like clones. I feel like I was walking into like a clone army of myself. I was like, all right, I'll be out first week. Like,
and that's the hard thing too, is even though we're all so close, it is still a competition, or it was.
Yeah.
So I remember I was in a group with Chance really early on, and it was in that particular round, they took someone from every group. Yeah. So I was really close with him, but it was in one sense like me or him, you know? So yeah. It was like that weird vibe. You have to find a balance between, you know, staying close with your friends, but still you have to be the best. You have to be good.
So each week you were in different groups competing?
Yeah.
And the reason I feel like we were able to really bond is because, and like really get along, is different competition shows, they have one winner. Mm-hmm. And boy band, it's ultimately going to be five people that are winning. Yeah. So I feel like in the end, we knew that there was going to be five people or four people that other people that were going to join us in the ride. So like, throughout the groups, that first week, it was the first week that one person got eliminated, and then the rest of the groups was like, oh, one group could be safe. So like, we were all like, oh, we gotta be the safe group, we gotta work hard. Yeah, and exactly. We were all like pushing each other and the working really hard to be the best group.
Well, like, were you nervous about anything going into this?
Oh my gosh.
I think so. The thing that most of us were nervous about was it was a new show. Like, when we all got contacted, we were like, what is this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, we still had faith, because you never know. Especially me, like, it was my first big step into this career, so yeah. I was like, definitely gonna do it. But we all definitely were at that nervous stage at the beginning, like, yo, what's gonna happen? And
are we more nervous now or before started the show?
It's more anxious, I feel.
Yeah,
like
we're
now.
Really excited to get started. Yeah. I mean, we already done so much since we've been put together 4 days ago, like going to the VMAs, performing our first show at City Walk, releasing our single Eyes Closed, and that hitting top 8 on all genres, iTunes sales charts, like overnight. So, we've come so far already, and we're just really anxious to keep going.
Yeah.
So now that you guys are a band and you're off the show, how much say do you have in the brand and what you guys do and dress and songs and all that?
Surprisingly, we have a lot
more.
Control.
Yeah. Really? A lot more than we did in the show.
Exactly.
It actually surprised me a lot. Yeah, because we're used to stand here, wear this, wear that. It's kind of like, what do you want to wear?
Yeah, exactly.
Where do you want to stand?
It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely, we have a lot of freedom now, a lot of artistic freedom.
Mm-hmm. The label's being super nice to us.
Yeah. That's cool. And we all have a similar idea of where we want to go with music, which is really nice too. There's not a lot of conflict anything.
Well, because now you're a band and now you're together, right?
Yeah.
You got to make music together, which is that. I mean, that's way different. Like, do you even live together, all of you? Like,
well, we have.
We have
over the past 10 weeks.
Yeah.
So we're looking at eventually moving in together, and I think that's really important because we're all just in our own hotel rooms and just like.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. So, is your mom or parents with you? Because you're only 15.
Yeah. My brother and sister are here right now, but like different members of my family have been flying in and chaperoning at different times.
Now, is the band success up to you guys, or is like there a record label involved?
Yeah, we are currently signed to Hollywood Records.
Got it.
And that's very recent.
So, cool.
We don't know.
They're helping us.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
So are you guys in the studio right now recording new music?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were actually in the studio last night recording a song, and it's going to be awesome. We can't wait. Hopefully, you know, maybe by next year we'll have an album or a few more singles. It'll be awesome. Mm-hmm.
Well, we just released our first single on Thursday, obviously, and we are making our music video tomorrow, so we're actually super excited for that. Yeah, it's like a rooftop vibe. It's gonna be really
Eyes Closed. How would you even describe the sound of the single?
Eyes Closed
is about celebrating strong, confident women, and for like the way that their mind works, the way that their heart is, and not for their appearances, like the way they look, the way they dress. So I think that's a really important message to convey, you know, especially right now in 2017, when a lot of things are based on appearances and based on the way you look. And so this song is really important because it's about the way someone is inside.
Yeah, and as far as sound, it's not really what you'd imagine when you picture a boy band song. So our goal as a band is to kind of do stuff that hasn't been done before. You know, we do have a rapper, we have a Spanish speaker, so there's going to be a lot of different types of stuff going on.
I think the message is not just for girls either. Like, we all have our insecurities, and we all have, like, it could be for anybody, like, whether they're, like, being bullied in school or something like that, they can always come back to this song and be like, oh, I'm me.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and you can like someone not because of the way they look, but for who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think of the other boy bands out there? Do you think of them? Do you like? Do you listen to them? Do you know?
They're definitely. I mean, we hear about them all the time. It's no secret. There's multiple boy bands out right now.
Yeah. We met them at the VMAs.
Yeah, we actually took pictures of them. They're actually like I'm friends with a couple of them.
How were they?
I mean, it's very. There's no animosity. It's not like we have to beat them. You know, it's kind of just like everyone's doing their own thing. All the boy bands out right now are kind of doing a different type of music. So we don't really. Conflict.
What makes you guys stand out from the rest of them?
Diversity for sure.
Very diverse. We have a lot of different stuff going on.
Cool. I mean the two main things from our band is we have the rapper, but he can also sing, and then I can bring in the Latin vibes and stuff. You know what I mean? I'm a Mexican.
Put that out there.
We have different sounds. Like everybody here has a different, like, unique sound. I feel like Brady, like when he grew up, he was into theater, so he has like that kind of like that theater voice.
I was classically trained.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. So that was weird going in the competition because it was a pop competition, and I was like, definitely not gonna work out. I was like,
I was a rapper and I just like started singing just like within a month. I had to learn just like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's for the both of you, I mean, that's crazy. You have to shift immediately and the world's watching you.
And it was like for the first couple, not the first couple weeks, but like the first week, I was trying to get rid of all the musical theater aspects of my voice. You know, I was trying to get rid of the vibrato, and I was trying to make myself sound more pop. And then the first thing that Timbaland said was that he liked that, and that he liked that it was different. And that was kind of like,
He sang it in a different language. Yeah.
So, yeah, I trained classically. So I grew up singing a lot of like Italian songs. And they had me sing that for my audition.
We had no idea he was doing it. So it caught us all off guard. We were like, wait, is that Brady?
what is going on?
What is this?
Yeah, he's like, that is whack.
All of you together doing it. I mean, living life too. I mean, there's you got five different walks of life coming into one group. It's crazy. Crazy to think about.
You guys worried you're gonna get sick of each other? I mean, it's hasn't been too long, and you're spending all day with each other.
We've been together for like 10 weeks under all the stress that you can possibly have. You know, we're in a competition show, and we were having the possibility of being sent home every week. So we've kind of been through the worst of it, and this is the easy part, and now we're just kind of doing what we love to do.
Do you see like the 10 weeks you spend doing the show as like kind of your boot camp? Because every boy band goes through their form of boot camp.
Well, I feel like the competition, it helped us all get a glimpse of what our lives could be like, but it was also at the same time like a little boot camp, like you say. Like every week we're learning a different song, new choreography, new harmonies and all that. But especially like right now, I feel like we do need another time just us five, and you know, really, really get to know each other.
Do we do choreographed dance moves?
A little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure. Moments. Like right now, we're definitely doing it for our video for Eyes Closed. We're definitely gonna have something going on when it comes.
There's little moments. It's not like throughout the whole song. None of that.
But like we as a group don't necessarily identify as a dancing boy band. Exactly. That's not our thing. There are some boy bands that are going that direction, and we're more vocalists.
But we will be dancing.
There will be dancing, but not a dancing boy band, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah.
What boy band do you look up to?
I think we all have our different influences. Yeah, mine, I look up to Jackson 5. I think that was my favorite boy band.
I really like One Direction, just in terms of how much they've done, their success. And then also, you know, Backstreet Boys is also pretty cool, and Nick Carter was one of our judges as well.
Awesome. Iconic.
Yeah, I'm a big Boys to Men fan.
Who is it? Come on.
They're amazing. I sang their song for audition. What about you, Drew?
One Direction. I'm definitely alongside Sergio. I listen to their music.
I mean, for 1D, like, we both came from reality TV, so I think we definitely look up to them in that aspect.
I mean, it was a risk doing the show, because nobody knew about the show, and it really could have failed.
Yeah.
And then you were stuck in a group that you didn't want to be in. Nobody cared about it.
Exactly. When
I didn't even think about that.
And there's a lot of...
now you are.
There's a lot of, like, mind blown shows that people do... And then they sign a contract, and then no one hears from them for the next, like, 6 years.
90% of winners of singing competitions.
So that was a concern of mine going into. I was like, what if I'm just, like, off the map in, like, 2 years and no one has heard from me? But everyone's been really great, and it was immediately we were brought into this with a lot of attention right after the show, and there was a lot of organizing and everyone's been very attentive. So that's been kind of, that concern has been squashed.
Do we even want like a boy band season two? Like, do we need another
personally,
boy band being created?
Personally, I don't think we should have a season two because I think this is the band that everyone needs to look at.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think it was definitely a life-changing experience. Maybe a possibility of a girl band would be cool.
That would be cool.
But as far as like having another band, I feel like, yeah, who knows?
For
maybe
another boy band, maybe not, but like,
slow and
some other type of band.
Who knows? Like maybe boy band season two will be us and our experiences and what we've gone through.
That'd be cool. Yeah,
yeah, like a reality, or not a reality, like a documentary.
Boy band in real life series.
That'd be cool.
Okay. In real life.
In real life.
That would work.
So within real life.
In real life. Yeah.
Boy band in real life.
Where'd the name In Real Life come from?
Yeah.
In real life, it's really cool because we were on a TV show. Like, we were on a reality TV show. And if you think about it, people only see that. Like, they only see what, like, what they know about us is from that show. And as we transitioned from the show to a boy band, it's like in real life. Now this is like the boy band, and we are transitioning from like the reality show to in real life, mm-hmm. and like to everything we go through. We want to experience it with our fans. Yeah.
Wow.
Makes sense.
Creative.
Makes sense.
And like a really great executive came up with that name, right? Somewhere.
Yeah, actually,
well,
no.
We had it was like a voting thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys came up with it.
It was like collective. Yeah. Like, we were just throwing out ideas. And
Nice.
Even throughout the show, they were like, oh, everyone, we're going to put everyone in this room, and you guys are going to just list names.
Got
and then
it.
Yeah. When it got, so like, down to, like, a bunch of us, they gave us, like, a list. Mm-hmm. And
understood.
We vote for this one. Mm-hmm. And real life was the one.
I mean, like, when you, like, I can't get over the fact that, like, you're competing with all of these dudes to be in a boy group, and they are, like, we were talking about before, like, carbon copies of yourself.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Does this process at all make you insecure?
Yeah.
I think I had an easier route just because I felt like I was in a different category. Being a rapper, I'm not like a crazy singer. I'm not a crazy vocalist. So I didn't feel like I had to compare myself to Brady or Drew or some of the other guys with all their like runs and high belting, like crazy stuff you do.
For me personally, like I was scared going into the competition, like auditioning, you know, because you don't know what's going to happen. It's your first time singing in front of the judges, and so you're scared. But over time, you grow, and your insecurities get less and less. I feel like you get more confident. And being with all the guys, you help each other get better. You feed off of each other. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, I mean, it's you become brothers throughout the competition, like whoever was in it, not just the top five that made it out, but like everyone who was in it together.
Supporting the last, like everybody that was there, I'm supporting them all the way, no matter what they do.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. See, if I was in the room competing to be on a boy band with them, you know, I wouldn't, you know, I'd be, you know, I guess we're friends, I guess, to an extent, and then when you need to go, you know?
You guys feel bad for the guys that didn't make it? Like the other, who was it, three, there was a top eight and they cut three of them? Yeah. Feel bad for them?
Well, they're so talented, you know, it was like this bittersweet, like, yeah, we're not going to be able to share this experience with you guys, but we know they're going to do something. They're amazing. It's like Jaden, Marcus, oh my gosh. Jaden, Marcus, Mikey are amazing. Oh my gosh.
Well, I was going to say, do you read comments? Because I was reading some on your videos. They're like, oh, Marcus should have made it. Jaden should have made it. Like this and that. Yeah. Do you guys read that? And you're like, oh, I kind of agree with one or the other.
No matter who made
the band or not, I would have been like satisfied. Like everybody was my friend. And at the end of the day, it's like whoever makes it, America voted. We're America's band.
Especially with those top eight guys. We were together. Every week somebody went home. And with the last 2 weeks, nobody left. We were all there for those 2 weeks. And it was the top eight. So we really got to know each other like really well. We spent lots of time together. And I think like Drew said, at that point, we were like any of us who makes it. Like,
yeah, that's actually a good point. He brought up that we spent the whole extra week, like throughout the whole competition, it was like every week someone was leaving. And that week it was like, okay, we did this show, like celebrate, like this is the top eight, and then went through a whole week without someone getting eliminated, and then the finale. Yeah.
But then those three guys had to watch you do the final performance?
That's why it's so bad. Yeah. It's like recorded the single as well. So
I think the worst part was, so I was called last to be in the band. And, you know, Brady's called first, and when he gets called, everyone's, like, hyped, and they're like, oh, my gosh, Brady got in the band.
Yeah.
And then when my name was called, I was just – it just hit me. Like, I was the last one. All the guys around me didn't make the band, so I didn't feel like I could just get up and, oh, I made the band. What's up? I was just kind of, like, just out of respect for them. Like they've worked very hard, and I was very happy and blessed to be in that position. I just didn't want to – come off as like arrogant or condescending towards them. So
Did you guys record a version of the Eyes Closed without the rapping? Because if you weren't going to make it, did they have to have another version ready to go?
We actually all rapped.
We all rapped.
Yeah. Even in rehearsals, we were all rapping.
Hilarious. Yeah. It's holy smokes.
He's got bars.
Let's hear somebody else do it.
So
Brady.
All
right, Brady.
No, 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 no. No, no, wait, this is happening. No, no,
no. Do it, Brady, do it, Brady. Come on, go.
No, no, no,
you gotta do it.
Holy smoke. Wait, that's not the right
thing. That's
beat,
not
is it?
Yeah, it's not,
holy smokes, I'm lucky. She's a homie. She's so funny. Watch him race into the money. We just crashing on these dummies from a princess to a queen. Still, the finer things are impressive. She a real one, so I never got a question. I can feel it. It's hard.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That
he's got
bad.
Bars, too.
That was good. That was good.
No, 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 no. The whole rapping thing is interesting because I don't think there's another boy band that had a rapper, is there?
No. There's none.
That's
Los
really
Five,
something.
Technically.
The band I guess.
There's one right here.
Wait, what'd you say?
He's in, like, if you give him any word, he can give you a rap for any amount
he'll
of time.
Oh,
are we doing this right now?
Dinosaur.
Guys, if you give him a word, he can rap.
Do you guys, is it possible for you guys to play a beat?
Yeah, we can. We freestyle here every week.
Sweet.
Heather, hop on over
he's
there.
Insane. I'm telling you,
right.
I'm excited.
If you could.
You throw him a word, it's insane. Yeah.
Okay, this is.
Do you think you had an advantage in the competition because you could rap?
I think definitely, just because I brought something different.
I think they knew you were going to join the band the whole time, or they wouldn't have made a single with a rapping part in
exactly.
It. No offense to everybody else.
That was actually the thing. Like, they told us, they were like, there's a rap in this song. We all just looked at Michael like,
yeah.
Well, yeah,
and then they held it off to the end. They knew.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, all of us were sitting there, and they're like, yo, we have this rap. And they're like, but anyone can do it. And we all just laughed. We're like, what?
Feature, like, yeah, right.
Yeah,
no.
Just, like,
use
it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, just,
yeah. Okay.
That works.
This works, yeah. Check, check, yo, look, I'm innovating and changing the game. Who else you know playing the strings and making a name? But ain't anything ever changed, I'm staying the same. For any kid who got a dream, I'm making a lane. Yes, I came to impress. Even though my foot's in the door, I'm still remaining a threat. Man, I got so much in store and I ain't taking a step back. No matter who's up in front of me, cause in a couple years the same ones will be under me. All it takes is a little patience. I've been in the lab, got no time for no vacations. And it seems like these days I got a lot of my plate. I stay hungry, all these other fools ain't got what it takes. Promise I'll be your problem, ain't no way you can stop it. Cause I'm the hottest, I'm being honest to God, man. I got it hopping on every beat like every bomb. I'm dropping it, timing, empty pockets awaiting the day I sign and the dotted. Yeah, and I don't do it for deposit or profit. I do it so in 10 years I'm still remaining a topic. Got the whole place shook, what would they do without it? I don't know what I'm saying, but I just go and I shout it. I'm with my boys, yeah, we in real life. You know that I'ma do this and I'm feeling so right. Is this real life? It doesn't feel right. Know that I'ma go and I still fight. I'm trying to be the best, never less, never live with regrets. Everybody know I'm never satisfied with success, cause I be chasing my goals and I be chasing my dreams. Gotta do it, man, I'm manifested by any means. And I gotta do this, and I just got it off the top. Man, I know that I be flowing, man, I'm never gonna stop. Throw me words Zach saying so I can keep it on going. Never knowing which direction I'm flowing, and I'm really goth, and I'm really not.
Yeah. What a man. What a man.
Just so you know, I've been waiting to freestyle on the radio ever since I was 12, so this is very surreal.
That's awesome.
Must be nice if you guys forget the words while you're performing, you just start freestyling.
Exactly.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I actually did that. Which part was it? Actually, the last for Timbaland, I forgot the words, and so there was one line where I just like made something up right on the spot.
But. Well done. Yeah, no offense. They knew he was going to join the group.
Now, did anybody try like hitting on Rita Ora backstage or anything?
Oh, I mean,
it was definitely Jaden. Jaden was definitely like, that's my wife. That's my wife.
Conversation.
But she would joke around with him too. Yeah. Like, she would like, oh yeah, you know, back at the house.
Let's be clear. Jaden. You said joke around.
Yeah. Well,
she's like, what about the kids?
Enough of the joking. Make that in real life.
They're all like 13.
So what? She's young. What is she, like 28?
She's 28. Like, they're like 14. 14.
All right, who's 19? There you go.
Yeah, I'm 19.
There.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. Like, you're young, Brady. You're young.
Yeah, you got like 5 years, so it's legal for you.
I've got a while.
I mean, now, you know, when you go out, people will know you, right? You're in a band.
Actually really surprising, like, that we go out and we're actually getting noticed.
Well, you're going to be around other musicians, too, right?
Yeah,
you're going to be
able
to make friends.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, yeah. We're hopefully at the VMAs. Like, it's kind of like we come from our small world in boy band.
Well, move that one to Mike to you.
Okay. So we come from our small world in boy band where
Everything is through ABC, and like we have these fans who come just for us, so we feel like so much power, I guess, because everyone just knows who we are. We go to the VMAs, it's like we're a little fish in the pond.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I mean, some people noticed us at the VMAs. Like, it was actually surprising too. Like, as soon as we walked in, like someone was like, "Jewel," and like knowing everybody, and we like said, "What's up?"
But you are the other celebrities. But you are like, you're right. You guys said it right. Like, you're with icons and people who have like numerous different hits. Mm-hmm. How do you feel? Does it make you want to? Does it make you nervous, or does it make you like aspire to get there?
Well, we set out a goal. We were talking with our manager, and you know, we went to the VMAs for the first time, and it was a surreal experience. We got to see all the people we have idolized our whole lives, and I think our resolution for this next year is to be on that stage next year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, it was kind of. Because the winning the competition, it was like, oh, yeah, that was really cool. Like, we're proud of ourselves. And then we get to the VMAs, and we're like, we're not really anybody.
But you're on your way.
Yeah, definitely on our way.
But that's it.
Has the label talked to you guys about, like, features or if you guys want anybody to be on your album when you start putting that together?
Yeah, I mean, they have, like, some people that we're going to be working with. And
well, let's hear some names.
well, not like specifically. Like we have like this been in the works, but like we definitely are gonna work with Timbaland. We've been talking about like we talked with our managers. Like we want like Ed Sheeran definitely, and Adam Blackstone. He was on the show as well, and they're really good friends. So we're just praying, praying that he can make that a possibility. Wish list. And
I mean, Justin Tranter wrote our single, so I mean, maybe it could be a possibility we continue to work with
Justin
him.
Yeah, that'd
be
great.
He's a pretty good writer.
Most of our time has been spent promoing the new single, but I think work on the new album will start relatively soon.
Are you guys doing a lot of writing, or are they going to be like, hey, you're doing this today?
Oh, we haven't started any writing yet, but we're looking forward to writing together. Like, once we all live together, we'll be able to sit down collectively and, like, you know, come
Which
up with some
soon.
Stuff.
There's something in the works right now.
Yeah. You get a house.
Yeah, we're working on it. That'd be dope.
In real life.
Well, they also got to see Sophia Carson perform. Oh, man.
She
gave me a kiss on the forehead.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, there's a part. Yeah, where she walks up and we're all like,
at the VMAs.
Oh, at the VMAs.
Oh, I was like, she was there?
No, she performed. I saw she blew a kiss to everyone.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
She did.
Well, in real life. Hopefully one day you end up with Sophia Carson. I wish you luck.
Working on it.
And the single is Eyes Closed. Try it out, man.
Yeah.
Give a listen. Do we have a date on the album yet?
Oh, not yet.
No idea.
TBD.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah. Hey, love for you guys. Thanks for sharing your talent.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
This podcast is part of the Zach Sang Show Podcast Network.